Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Great to have you with us here on this Wednesday edition. If you've been with us over the last couple of days, you know that Derek has been teaching on steps to revival. And at the core of this teaching is not only the truth about love that he's been developing as a precondition of revival, but also a prophetic word that God gave him, and which he told him that there would be a great revival in the United States and Great Britain, but that the condition would be obedience in the small and the great things. And this is the theme that Derek is developing, that obedience is the precondition, is the condition that must be in place in our lives before God can grant revival. And love, obviously, is one of the chief things in which we must be obedient. And I got to tell you, I'm excited about the idea that we're returning to the principle that if we're having true revival and truly walking closely to Jesus, that love ought to be the fruit. That certainly hasn't been the case in every revival in history. So listen, get some notes, get a pencil, get your Bible, and let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us on steps to revival.
There are two ways, primarily, that God imparts his love to us. I just want to mention them without going into great detail. The first one is by the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says, "The love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." So the Holy Spirit pours out the love of God into our hearts. I don't think there's any limit on God's side. He just pours out his love. The limit is on our side. How much do we receive? And I have enjoyed that experience. I have had the love of God poured out in my heart in the Holy Spirit. I'll give you just one brief example. Serving as a soldier in North Africa after I had come to know the Lord, I ended up in a very remote, barren, inhospitable corner, northeast corner of what is now the Sudan. And before I got to my actual destination, which was a small military hospital on the Red Sea Hills, I was detained for a few weeks in what the British Army calls a reception station. And for the first time in 3 years of army life, I didn't have to sleep in my underwear, because this reception station was equipped with three beds, with nightgowns, and with everything that could make you comfortable. So as I had no patience, I thought, why not enjoy a bed, which I hadn't slept in, and wear a nightgown, rather than sleep in my underwear, which was what I was used to sleeping in. Well, one night, I began to pray for the people of the Sudan, and the particular tribe that I'm thinking of is called the Hadandawa. They are not attractive people. They are warlike, aggressive. They've known no religion but Islam all their lives. The men have a habit of fixing their hair with mutton fat so that it stands about 8 inches above their head. There is nothing you would say would be outwardly attractive or appealing. But that night, as I began to pray, God poured out his love in my heart for those people. And I couldn't even lie in the bed. I had to get up and pace up and down across the floor of the room, pouring my heart out for these people whom I didn't know and whom I had no natural reason for loving whatever. And if I can say this, and I hope I will not be misunderstood, as I was doing that in the darkness, I discovered that my white nightgown was gleaming. It was supernaturally illuminated. And I glimpsed somehow that I had become identified with Jesus, the great intercessor, just for a few brief moments. And later I had the privilege of leading to the Lord the first member of that tribe who had ever confessed Jesus Christ as Savior.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Now, I say that because in a little measure, I understand what it means when it says the love of God is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. But I want to tell you, at the end of that experience, I was still a very imperfect, immature Christian. You might not believe it, but I was often irritable, selfish, self-centered, insensitive, and I easily got angry. After all that, now, I'm not belittling the experience, but I want to point out to you, it takes more than that to change your character. And God has another means to do it, His other instrument, which is His Word. And it is not the Spirit alone, nor the Word alone, but it's the Word and the Spirit working together, which has been God's way ever since creation. Because if you read the account of creation, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God spoke. And when the Word and the Spirit were combined, creation took place. And that's how God works in our lives, by the Word and the Spirit combined. Now let's look at what God says about the Word. 1 John chapter 2, verse 5. But whoever keeps God's Word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. So how is the love of God brought to perfection in us? By what? By keeping his word. It's not the Spirit alone. It's not the word alone. But it's the Spirit working with the word.
Boy, Romans 5:5 is almost a description of revival, isn't it? The love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given us. Now, if the Holy Spirit's been poured out, so to speak, and the love of God through the Holy Spirit has been put into our hearts, how much more would that change the world if it was poured out through us into the world itself? Thank God for the love of God, and may that always be an earmark of revival in our time. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
What stands between you and your God-given dreams? What hinders you from walking out God's purpose for your life? The world constantly distracts us, taking our focus off of the things of God. But no distraction is greater than God's desire to restore us to a place of peace and purpose. In his classic book, The Doorway to Restoration, Derek Prince dissipates the distractions to reveal God's wonderful doorway to a powerful, purpose-filled life. To order your copy of The Doorway to Restoration for only $9.95, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. You can walk through God's doorway to restoration. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Wonderful to have you with us. Now, in the portion of Derek's teaching on love as a precondition to revival, part of his series on Steps to Revival, he's going to give us a list of six earmarks, six steps of successive character development. You're going to want to get these down. They come out of 2 Peter 1 and verse 5, and this is critical. This is vital stuff. This is the stuff that can change our lives. So be prepared to take some notes, and let's listen as Derek teaches us on Steps to Revival.
I believe there is a progress in the Christian life, an upbuilding of character. The climax is love. But there are six steps to get there. Love is the seventh step. If you have a Bible before you, turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. The basis of everything in the Christian life is faith. But on that faith, we are to add seven successive stages of character development. The first one is virtue. I prefer to translate that excellence, because it's a very broad word which has many meanings. For instance, the virtue of a horse is to run fast. And I always like to emphasize that the first evidence that you have been saved is you should become excellent. If you were a teacher before you were saved, you should become an excellent teacher. If you were a bus driver, you should become an excellent bus driver. If you were a doctor or a dentist, you should become excellent. Excellence should be the mark of Christians. The first thing we add is excellence. To excellence, knowledge. Now, I don't believe that means scientific or intellectual knowledge primarily, but it means the knowledge of God's will revealed through His Word. We need that knowledge to progress. Then to knowledge, in verse 6, if you're following it, we add self-control. Now, this is a virtue that is very little spoken of in contemporary Christianity. But if you do not add self-control, you'll never progress any further. Because every time you're about to progress, you'll lose control of yourself. You'll lose your temper. You'll yield to lust. You'll yield to excessive appetites. You'll yield to ungodly emotions. You'll yield to things such as depression and unbelief, and that stops your progress. Self-control is an essential step on the total progress. And then it says to self-control, add perseverance or endurance. And again, this is essential, because in the process of maturing, you will encounter tests and trials and obstacles. And if you haven't acquired endurance, you'll give up. And when you give up, your progress ceases. There's a scripture in 1 James that Ruth and I recite. I won't recite it now. I won't ask her to recite it. But it really convicted Ruth at a certain time, because she was going through a real struggle for her health. And every time one thing got better, something else got worse. And then she read in James chapter 1, we count it all joy when we fall into various trials. And the Holy Spirit convicted her, you're sinning. You're disobeying the Word of God. You're not counting it all joy. And then it goes on, we count it all joy when we fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of our faith produces endurance. But we let endurance have its perfect work, that we may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Do you want to be perfect and complete, lacking nothing? Then you have to cultivate endurance. There's no other way. Otherwise, every time God puts you into a process that's designed to make you perfect and complete, you give up. And your progress ceases. These two things, self-control and endurance, are what I call the bottleneck. If you can't get through them, you can't make any further progress. So after self-control, now we get to the really good ones. Godliness. My definition of godliness is a temperament controlled by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All your reactions and responses are controlled by the Holy Spirit. And the mark of a godly person is that when he enters the room, God enters with him. He carries the presence of God with him. That's godliness. But there's still two more. You've only got to number 5. Number 6, brotherly kindness. That means loving your fellow believers. Some of us haven't got to stage 6. And I have to confess that not all Christians are always easy to love. I think I'm probably one of them. People have come to me years later and said, Brother Prince, I have to forgive you. Other people have said, you've changed a lot. I understood what they meant, and I had to acknowledge it was true. But brotherly kindness is not the end. There's one more. A four-letter word. Love. That in Greek is agape. That means the love that loves your enemies, that loves the people that persecute you, that loves the people that don't understand you, that loves the people that are different to you. That is the climax of the Christian life. That's the pinnacle. But there's a process. And there are two agents that God uses. The Holy Spirit, and you can have these glorious spiritual experiences. I've read the lives of missionaries and others who had glorious spiritual experiences. I'm thinking of Hudson Taylor, whose life I was just reading recently. But even after that glorious experience, when he was filled with the love of God, he had a lot of personal problems. And he wasn't always easy to live with. Great man of God. But we have to go through the process. No one is exempt. You can't get there by any other route than God's appointed route. Let's say it again. To your faith, you add excellence. To excellence, you add knowledge. To knowledge, you add self-control. To self-control, you add perseverance or endurance. To perseverance, you add godliness. To godliness, you add brotherly kindness, love of your fellow believers. And to brotherly kindness, you add love. And as far as I'm concerned, that is the pinnacle. That is the goal. That's the destination for every Spirit-filled believer.
I love this phrase that Derek gave us, and we ought to navigate by it for the rest of our lives. The destination for every Spirit-filled believer is love. You know, for those of us who consider ourselves charismatics and Pentecostals, who believe that we've had an additional experience with the Holy Spirit beyond the new birth only, I'll tell you, that should be our earmark. That should be the thing that confirms to us whether we truly are in the Holy Spirit. If we have a greater measure of the Spirit, we should love in greater measure than perhaps others do. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Most believers know that fasting is beneficial and can make fresh spiritual power available in times of need, but very few know why. Here's good news. Derek Prince, widely known for his deep insights on the power and practice of fasting, reveals those insights in his powerful little book, How to Fast Successfully. Inside, you'll discover the spiritual truths behind the why, when, and how of fasting, and you'll find practical instruction for releasing the power of fasting in your own life. Call now to receive your copy of How to Fast Successfully, absolutely free. 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the book are both free. Through fasting, you'll hear God's voice more clearly, be more effective in prayer, and see breakthroughs in hard-to-overcome habits. Call now to get your free copy of How to Fast Successfully. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with me. Derek is teaching us about the love of God and how the love of God is connected to and really a precondition of the revival that we're often praying for. I want you to really listen in this next segment because he's teaching us about how our relationships can be transformed, but more than that, how our society can be transformed as the church experiences true revival with love as the evidence. Let's listen as Derek teaches us on steps to revival.
Now I want to tell you, having preached this message, I have to confess many, many times I have not loved as I ought to have loved. Many times I've been critical, self-righteous, judgmental, self-centered, and insensitive. When I think back of the children that I've helped to raise, and between us, Ruth and I are responsible for 12 children, I think the thing I regret most is insensitivity. I was an only child, I had no brothers or sisters, I grew up on my own, I learned to live my life my own way. And it's taken me years to arrive at the point when I'm even aware that somebody else doesn't feel good. I also learned this, that when people come up and ask me theological questions, usually it's not a theological answer that they want. They want love. They want help. They want comfort. This theology is just a way of saying, help me. I need to be loved. Now I want to confess that before you all, because I want to ask God to forgive me. If I don't confess, I know He will not forgive. If I do confess, I believe He will forgive. Now, I want to ask you, if you would feel it appropriate tonight, that those of us who have not been as loving as we ought to have been would stand up, confess it privately to God, and ask God's forgiveness. And then ask God to pour out His love on us in a new dimension. I'm not asking you to tell anybody else except God. But if you say here tonight, God, when I compare my love with your love and with the love of the early church, I am just an empty vessel. Now then, I want you just to, I'm going to pray a prayer and you say amen and then take off and pray your own prayer. Lord, we want to confess before you tonight as your believing people, we have failed you. We have misrepresented you. We have given the world a wrong impression of the kind of people that we are. We have not caused them to know that we are your disciples because we have loved one for another. We have often been self-righteous and critical and condemnatory and self-centered. And Lord, we've failed in many other ways. But tonight, you have spoken to our hearts. And we want to acknowledge before you, we have failed, Lord. We have sinned. We've broken the first and the greatest of all commandments, to love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind. And we have broken the second commandment because we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. And Lord, all we can do tonight is say, we're sorry, forgive us. Forgive us. Amen. Forgive us. Change our hearts. Send your Holy Spirit to do in us and for us what only you can do. That's your prayer. If you can identify with that, just say amen.
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 You know, as I listen to Derek teach on love and its connection to revival, I'm reminded of something I wrote about in his biography, which described his salvation experience. He was a young soldier, and he was in the north part of England at a training center, and he had a dramatic conversion experience, believe it or not, late at night in his underwear, on a stool, looking out a window over the North Sea. And as part of that experience, once he began to encounter the Holy Spirit, he said out loud, Lord, I want to love you. Help me love you more and more and more and more. And he had this dramatic encounter with Jesus that immediately dissolved into this loving exchange where he felt liquid love pouring over him, as it was. And then at the same time, he was saying, Lord, help me love you more and more and more and more. Well, I want to suggest that the teaching that we're hearing comes out of the life of a man who really was, prior to his conversion experience, a rather cold, depressed fish, in a sense. I mean, these are his own words. He was not a happy person. He was a cold-hearted person. He was a person who knew no love. He was a person for whom loneliness was the primary experience. And then, early in his 20s, there in the north part of England during World War II, in the early days of World War II, he had a dramatic encounter with Jesus Christ. And later, the love of God increased in his life, merged with his understanding of the Word, and allowed him to talk about the love of God, particularly here in the States in the 1960s, to a generation that was desperate to receive it. And so, I'm thankful for this teaching. I'm thankful for what it can do in our lives. And I want to urge you to begin to think about your life and what it would mean to your life and to the relationships you have if you were walking in the perfect love of God. That really is the calling of the gospel. And boy, if we would begin to turn that way, what kind of a foundation would we lay? What kind of a landing zone would we create for revival in our lives, in our churches, and in our communities? Well, listen, if you've missed any of this teaching, log on to derekprince.org. You'll find everything you need. That's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's classic book, Doorway to Restoration, for only $9.95, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget to ask about your free copy of How to Fast Successfully. It's our gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.